This is the second mini-video in a seven-part series that examines seven traps that kill small businesses. Each video addresses one of these traps. In this installment, we examine what we call the reactivity trap. Businesses, you see, always begin with a proactive mindset. The owner has something definite that he or she wants to accomplish. But in short order, the demands of running a thinly capitalized and minimally staffed company push ownership into a reactive mode of management. Now, there is always a reactive element of managing any business. But when reactivity becomes so all-consuming that we have no time for proactive initiatives to secure a better future for the business, we have slipped into the reactivity trap. Here are some indicators that you are operating in a reactivity mode. You do nothing but fight fires. Missing deadlines, or barely making them, is your way of life. What consumes your time daily does little to ignite your passion. You constantly feel that you are leaving the most important things undone. You've not reviewed or reworked your business and marketing plans in over 6 months, or maybe you've never had time to develop a business plan or a marketing plan. What time you can devote to coaching your team is given entirely to remedial coaching, and your work-life balance is shot. Sound familiar? You don't get out of an overly reactive management style by merely saying, "I'm going to quit being so reactive in my approach to the business." No. You extract yourself from reactivity by purposefully setting aside time to devote to proactive initiatives. This means that you must carve out specific times to work on your business rather than in your business. Even if this is only an hour or two each week, you must make working on your business a consistent priority. If finding even an hour or two each week seems impossible, then your first step should be to take a time management course and learn some tips for getting better control of your schedule. If your business is designed in such a way that you can't devote even minimal time to being proactive, then something is inherently wrong in the way that you have put your business together. Either your ambitions for the business are too high for this stage of its evolution, or the systems and procedures that you use to run the business are not properly designed. One reason small business owners slip into a reactive mode is because they have not appropriately prioritized the things needing their attention. They see everything on their to-do list as equally important, even equally urgent. They ignore the profound insight of the Pareto Principle. Now, the term Pareto Principle may not be familiar to you, or perhaps you've heard of it as the 80-20 rule. The principle draws its name from an early 20th century Italian economist named Vilfredo Pareto, who was interested in studying the distribution of wealth within a society. He noted that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the population. This fascinated him because he also happened to notice that 20% of the pea pods in his garden produced 80% of the peas. He wondered if the ratio of land distribution in Italy was true of other places as well. So he focused research on Britain, where property records are preserved in great detail for hundreds of years. Not only did he discover this same 80-20 ratio of land distribution in England, he also found that this ratio persisted no matter which monarchies came and went or which political, social, or religious revolutions occurred. For centuries, tracing back to the late Middle Ages in Britain, at any given time, 80% of the land wealth was controlled by 20% of the people. Those who made up that 20% would change as the result of revolutions or with the rise and fall of dynasties, but the 80-20 ratio remained somewhat constant with only minor fluctuations. Others picked up on Pareto's work and began to recognize this same ratio in many aspects of human activity. In manufacturing, for instance, about 20% of the manufacturing processes in any company give rise to about 80% of the defective products. In management, about 20% of the workforce account for about 80% of the personnel problems. In retail, about 20% of the product line produces around 80% of the revenue. The Pareto principle also holds true for you as a small business owner. About 80% of your success will come from 20% of your actions and activity. Have you identified what constitutes this 20% for your business? When you do that analysis, you're likely to find that many of the items in that 20% are proactive in nature. Good planning, designing new marketing approaches, streamlining processes, training workers. In short, working on your business rather than in your business. And since so much of your success depends on the functions that make up this 20%, these functions should never be sacrificed to give time to matters of lower priority. The problem, as many time management specialists have pointed out, is that the things that are urgent have a way of crowding out the things that are important. Stephen Covey, in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, identified one of the hallmarks of personal effectiveness as giving more weight and priority to the things that are important than to the things that are urgent. The surest way to become purely reactive is to let the urgent set your agenda. In reactivity mode, the first thing that goes is good planning. But to ignore planning is to settle for mediocrity. President Dwight Eisenhower, who had served as the Supreme Allied Commander during the Second World War, famously said, "Plans are nothing. Planning is everything." What he meant was that the process of thinking through and developing a plan fires off insights, creativity, and innovative ideas in a way that few other exercises can duplicate. If you don't have time to plan, you don't have time for anything else. In your proactive time, therefore, attend first to planning. This may include assessing the plans you already have in place, evaluating your progress in implementing these plans, and making any necessary mid-course corrections. Plans don't have to be perfectly designed or perfectly executed in order to bring success, but planning and revising must be part of your routine. Otherwise, you are leaving success to chance and happenstance. The most common pitfall in all businesses, big or small, is not failure to plan, but failure to execute the plan. So if your first proactive priority is planning, your second priority is monitoring and improving execution. Improving execution may entail a variety of things, from enhancing customer service, to designing simpler record-keeping systems, to streamlining critical processes, to reducing the number of transactional errors, to developing new ways to capture customer feedback. The list can go on and on. And here again, the Pareto principle comes into play. If you list all of the ways in which you might improve execution, which of these, if significantly improved, would give you the highest return for your investment? You'll find that about 20% of these possible improvements would generate about 80% of your enhanced execution. So put your priority on those enhancements. Also, use your proactive time to find ways to systemize or automate things that you do repeatedly. I had a client whose employees were in large number students from a local college. This meant that there was relatively high employee turnover, and considerable training had to go into preparing each new employee for the sales floor, since sales personnel needed quite a bit of technical knowledge to respond properly to customer questions. This owner was therefore spending over 100 hours a year training new workers. Ideally, he would have had a training specialist on staff to handle this responsibility, but he did not feel that he was profitable enough yet to afford this added salary. So how could we free him of this continual drag on his time and energy? We came up with a simple, inexpensive solution that freed his time immensely. We simply had him set up a video camera that would capture his training session with the next group of new hires. Then he spent some proactive time breaking the video into natural segments that could be packaged as a series of short training videos for future new employees. Next, he spent some additional proactive time designing a brief questionnaire for new employees to complete at the end of each video to validate that they had properly grasped the material. In only a few hours invested in breaking the video into segments and designing a set of questions for each segment, he freed up literally weeks of personal man-hours each year. Prior to taking this action, he was approaching employee training in an entirely reactive manner. Whenever a new employee was brought on board, he had to react with training. This one change alone got him out of a reactive cycle that repeated itself dozens of times a year. These are the kinds of improvement opportunities that you are looking for when you evaluate your execution of your plans. In closing, let me offer one final word on carving out proactive time. If you find that you aren't being successful at creating specific times to work on your business rather than in your business, consider putting yourself in a setting of forced accountability. One way is to hire a business coach who will meet with you regularly and structure a coaching conversation around your plans and execution in the most critical elements of your business. If the cost of a business coach is prohibitive, then consider forming an accountability group with 3 or 4 other small business owners like yourself. Agree to meet once a week, perhaps for a working breakfast, to support each other in your individual efforts to work on your businesses. This is not a time for small talk or chit-chat. The entire conversation should center on vital issues that the respective members of the group are facing in their business, gathering suggestions from within the group on how to address these issues, and most importantly, sharing with one another specific goals that the individual members have for improving their planning or execution. Next comes the part that makes this an accountability group. As part of each week's conversation, the group expects each of its members to report on how well he or she is progressing against the goals that they have previously shared with the group. It's amazing how powerful this technique can be. Just knowing that your group will be expecting a progress report from you at breakfast next week has a powerful effect in motivating you to stay on task to achieve these goals. In terms of being proactive, one of the most important things that you can do with your business is to make timely innovations. And that is the topic in our next mini video, as we look at the third trap that kills small businesses, namely, innovating too slowly or even not at all.